Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ, we're going to preempt a lot of the listeners on this and talking to some hockey buddies of ours, and we're going to start things off because the NHL just announced that the new hockey team is going to be called the Seattle Kraken. And now that we know the name of the team name, I'm beyond excited to chat with my buddy, a man that played in the NHL for teams like the Canucks, the New Jersey Devils, the Boston Bruins, so many other teams as well. He's a Seattle Thunderbird great, and honestly, in my opinion, and I think a lot of people would agree, he's Seattle's true ambassador to the sport of hockey. Please welcome to the show, Jamie Huscroft.
Jamie, good having you back, buddy.
Hey guys, how you doing?
How are we doing?
I miss you, man.
Steve,
I miss you too, brother.
Oh, you know what, Jamie? Steve is like a little child jumping up and down. He is all morning long. He just could not wait for this news. And we here at The Rock have been hoping for the name that they finally came up with. We thought it was going to be a pipe dream, but we thought the Kraken would be the best name. And I argue one of the best names in sports, and we got it.
Yeah, I think. You know, we all kind of figured it was going to be, or figured, hoped, anticipated it was going to be the Kraken. I love the logo. I mean, the colors, Todd Lyawicki, when he had his shirt there at the end of the conference, I was a little worried, you know, if they're going to have this this seafaring creature or mysterious beast on the, you know, what they were going to have on that logo. But it is awesome. They've done a great job. And what a speech he gave, eh? That was... He's such a good speaker. It was just a fantastic announcement. So
yeah,
we're excited. It's release the Kraken.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. You're right. By the way, Jamie, if you haven't seen the logo, you can go find it.
I put it on my Instagram. It's all over Twitter and Facebook. Yeah. And I love though they broke down, like they call it, the anatomy of the logo, and like they gave a nod to the Seattle Metropolitans, which was a team that was here back in the early 1900s, won the Stanley Cup. And the way they did that is by making the logo be the S, because the Metropolitans had the S as their logo. And then they said they had like the eye of the beast with the red eye that's part of the logo. They worked like the tentacle into the S as well, which I thought was really cool. And then also part of it kind of represents the sea because it's carved from the sea. I think it's a really sharp looking logo.
It's a great looking logo.
Yeah, they did a great job. I mean, and they're such good marketers, right? They're gonna market the heck out of this, and you're gonna see thousands of Kraken jerseys around here in no time. So, congratulations! I'm sure it's a long time coming, though, right? Jeepers, I was hoping this would come out in January or February, but they didn't. They don't disappoint, do they?
No, they did this all right. And for a guy like yourself, I mean, you played with the Thunderbirds, obviously went off and played in the NHL, and then you came back here and you do great things with the hockey programs, with the youth, and also spending a lot of time with the us adult idiots that like to play hockey as well. Like, you're so knee-deep in the world of hockey. Did you think that this day would finally come? Like, I mean, obviously we knew the hockey team was coming, but it feels more real today because we have a team name.
Yeah, it is kind of surreal. And, you know, with these... you know, with what's going on right now, everybody needs a little bit of some good news. And I mean,
yes,
we've all been waiting, and it's just, you know, it's just kind of clears the air, and they're just, you know, they're just so much fun when these guys get up on stage, and with Todd and Heidi, and you know, they had Kyle up there, and everything's good news, and what they're going to do to help out, you know, the community and just bring a much needed positive and good news to our community.
And the cool thing is, I've been seeing a lot of people on our text line, like, I'm not even a fan of hockey, but now I'm beyond pumped just to hear our enthusiasm and just the fact that we have this brand new franchise. For somebody that's not relatively familiar with the sport of hockey, I mean, I think no one better than you, Jamie, to kind of explain what makes hockey so great.
You know, it's a great question, Steve. And I mean, you look at their, I mean, just to start off, you look at the, you know, the 32,000 deposits and the 40,000 people on the wait list. I mean, this is real, right? And people are excited. And hockey is just an amazing sport, right? As you know, and you guys have watched before, it's more of a gathering of, it's just a good time, right? You go out there, you exercise. It's not a physical sport. I mean, people, I think they misunderstand it a little bit. And when you play, you know, in our adult leagues, I mean, there's no body contact. I mean, yeah. It's a penalty if you hit a person. So 90-95% of the kids that even go through will never even experience body contact because they just don't allow it until a certain age. And so it's just a fun way to go out there and have a great time and the best time is Steve and I, you and I both know it's in the locker room before and after the practice or the game, right? We have a good time. We catch up once a week. You kind of tease and jab each other a little bit and off you go. So but it's a wonderful sport.
And give each other a hard time for a ridiculous amount of time. Just constantly making fun of each other.
Not to say those 13 goals I shelved on you each Thursday afternoon.
You know, maybe. You know, you're right. I'm not going to. Jamie's, he scores all the time on me. But BJ, I will say this.
You know, he's what, giving you what, 20% probably when he's doing that too? Because how many goals would he have if he was given his full?
But what makes it great is because I'm ready for it. I know I'm going to be lit up. My neck's going to be red from the light being lit up on me while Jamie's on the ice.
Can I get a nice little neck burn?
But for that one save I make on Jamie out of like the 100 shots that he takes on me, the look of pure just disappointment in himself makes it worth it for me. Because he's like, you just stopped me.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better than to see him be so sad for a half a second until he scores 5 more goals on me.
You know what? It's all good, right?
It's the best time. I don't care. Like we always say when we're on the ice, I look at Jamie and it doesn't matter if you make a mistake or you look like a fool. I'm like, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. It's my happy place.
Amen. That's our happy place every week. And that's what we're bringing to this community, right?
Yeah.
We're building, as you guys, I'm not sure if you know, we're building a Twin Sheet Arena up in Snoqualmie. It'll be open here, you know, or hopefully early to mid-September. You know, that'll double our capacity. And, you know, hopefully this, you know, with this COVID thing, it'll ease restrictions and we can start getting some people in that building. And you know, there's a lot of excitement here and we're going to create a lot of new hockey players in the near future.
Of course, we're talking to Jamie Huscroft, T-Bird, great, also a great NHL player as well. And the reason we've got Jamie on the phone here is he's pretty much the hockey ambassador of the Puget Sound as far as a lot of people are concerned. The announcement of the new name of your Seattle Kraken, it's official. Jamie, I think the cool thing about it is that this might be the first time in my life, and I've done radio in a lot of places. I was telling Steve I was in Jacksonville when the Jaguars were announced and when their name was given. And yet I felt like I had no connection to how the team was created, how they were named, the colors, any of that. Like, I felt like I had no input. It really feels like, especially when Todd talked about it, that they really did listen to the fans on this, which I think is monumental because I don't think I've ever seen that in any sport I watched before where, hey, this is a name I wanted, and it's a name they picked.
Yeah, you know, when you bring in Todd Lywicki, though, you bring in a different perspective you bring in the community, right? Todd is all about community. I mean, for even a guy like myself and our youth hockey association and every youth hockey association in the area, he's brought these groups together probably a half a dozen times with him doing the speaking and he's out there shaking hands and he is a community, right? And they really listen. I mean, and I've been around many teams before too, and I've never seen this. I've never seen a GM and president and their staff out, around. I mean, their staff, here's a quick story. Their staff, and I noticed Kyle and then Heidi and a few of their other staff members around there I saw in the crowd. and they all skate at our arena on a, you know, the 3-on-3 pond hockey league, and they're out there having a good time. And but yes, they are great people, and 100% community based, and they do listen, and that's the beauty of it, right? It's community and charity, and which is it's great.
Well, Jamie, I do appreciate you taking the time being with us. It's great, great news today. We're probably going to have lots more conversations with you. Thank you for everything that I know that you've done to promote hockey here in the Pacific Northwest. You have been, as we said, you've been a great ambassador. And, in my heart, I know a lot of credit goes to you and the hard work that you've done to really grow hockey, make hockey popular enough that now it's a reality. We are an NHL city. It's more real today because we got the name, we got the uniform. We got the logo. It's official. It's definitely official now. And Jamie, thanks for all the work that you've done to make that happen and really be a great ambassador of just the sport in general, dude. It's always great having you on.
Oh, great, guys. Hey, and it's always an honor to be on your show, and I listen to you every morning and love it, and keep up the great work, you guys.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.